Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. Every weekday, I record a short podcast called One Thing Today, in which I encourage members of Sustainably Creative to pick one small thing to do to move their own creative lives on, just a little. Every couple of weeks, the podcast is available for free here on the site, and today's the day for that. If you'd like to hear the podcast on a daily basis, then visit www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Take care. How often, I wonder, do you have a complete day off? And by a complete day off, I don't just mean a day that doesn't include a to-do list and chores, but also hasn't got any planned pleasures in it, has nothing in it at all, a day that can be filled completely as we wish. Good morning. It's Friday the 7th of June, and this is the 470th One Thing Today micro podcast. I'm just going to have a quick sip of tea. Ooh, it's very good. I'm definitely in need of my tea this morning. Yes, yesterday evening I was visiting the members forum and I read a post there from Marigold, who was talking about having realised that she has very, very few completely free days, days without any plan, anything, any plans in them at all. And she's resolved to take at least 2 days a week that she's going to have as completely free days. And I was thinking after reading her post that I very rarely have complete days off either. I do think if we're limited in terms of energy or we haven't got much time and we are trying to live a creative life, it is a really good thing to do one small thing every day just to keep things moving along. But the temptation is, as soon as we have some free time, to fill it with stuff that either feels like work or even stuff that we enjoy doing, that we've been putting off perhaps visiting friends, going to see a film we want to see, or even just going to do some shopping. Often, I think, we just make use of almost every minute, and not only make use of it, we plan to make use of it. So I really like Marigold's idea of taking completely free days to not have anything in it, not even those planned pleasures that may be good to do, but also mean we can't wake up in the morning and just feel that blissful feeling of knowing there's nothing we've got to do. It was really interesting reading Marigold's post, because actually on the day she planned to have as her free day, she wasn't feeling very well, so she wasn't actually able to enjoy the freedom as much as she'd hoped. But she was surprised by how much she'd enjoyed anticipating the free day, and how good that had made her feel, and what a benefit that was, even though the free day wasn't as pleasurable as she thought it could be, because she wasn't feeling well. And I do hope, Marigold, if you're listening, that your next free day is a more joyful one that doesn't include a migraine and can just be that lovely empty expanse of time that can get filled with whatever you want it to. So maybe this weekend, have a think. Is it possible to set some time aside, a day aside, and plan to do it today that you don't have to do anything? I think if you plan in advance, you get the anticipation of knowing there's nothing to do. You can also announce to family and friends that you're having a day off, that you won't be doing anything or planning to do anything on that day. I mean, you may well find that lots happens in that day, or maybe you'll find that you just want to do nothing, to sit and stare, or sleep, or read, or just enjoy the day. If it's anything like the weather we're having here at the moment, it might be good just to sit in a deck chair and soak up some of the lovely weather. I do hope you perhaps do think about having a free day sometime soon, maybe this weekend if you can. I think I'm going to set Sunday aside as a completely free day and not plan to do anything in it. Today, however, isn't a free day. On Monday, my new course, Get One Thing Done, begins, and I still have a few things I need to get done today and tomorrow to be ready for that. But the thing that's at the top of my list today, my one thing for today that I want to do more than anything else, is to plant some potatoes. I've got some seed potatoes, and I don't know if I've left it too late. I hope I haven't, but I want to get those planted so that I'm hoping in a couple of months I'll have some new potatoes to harvest, which would be a lovely thing. I hope wherever you are that you can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little, but also that you can plan a day without one small thing in it, without anything in it, and just see what that day feels like and enjoy anticipating that free day. Take care. Thank you very much for listening. If you haven't already and you would like to join in with the new course, Get One Thing Done, it begins on Monday, and I'll pop a link below to the registration page. It would be lovely if you come and join us and pick a project that you'd like to see through to completion. Take care. Thank you very much for listening, and I shall be back on Monday with a little bit more. Bye bye.